Tomorrow, to remember those who have died in the nation's wars, President Bush will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery. The Memorial Day ceremony will close with the mournful bugle call known as Taps. NPR's Cynthia Johnston has this story of how the 24 notes of Taps became the best-known symbol of the way the nation honors those who have died in its service.
A small group of mourners gathers around a gravesite on a green hillside in Arlington National Cemetery. An Air Force honor guard holds the American flag over the bronze casket. As jets from Reagan National Airport roar overhead, a line of airmen fires a salute of three volleys. As the echo of the rifles fades, a lone bugler stands amidst the rows of white headstones. Taps is heard 30 or more times a day at Arlington. But Tom Sherlock, the cemetery's senior historian, says despite how often the notes are played, Taps always has an impact.
It's really the tone setter around here. We all get very busy. You know, you're in a hurry, you're being busy or what have you, and you're moving through the cemetery, and then all of a sudden you hear those strains of Taps. And it slows everybody down. Tourists stop, tractors stop, and everybody turns almost, you know, habitually towards the sound of it and just stops for a few seconds. And it's a final tribute to a soldier, but it's also, you know, a reminder to those of us that are left as well.
Taps wasn't composed with funerals in mind. Air Force Master Sergeant Yari Villanueva is a bugler with the U.S. Air Force Band and an authority on Taps. He says it was originally a lights-out call during the Civil War.
The name comes from the distinct three taps of the drum that was used during the Civil War to indicate the lights out. After a bugler would sound the extinguished lights call, the old call, a lone drummer would stand on the parade field and give these three taps, and that would be the final signal that all the lights, all talking, and the conversation was to cease for the night, and that pickets would be able to then challenge anyone who would be coming into camp.
Villanueva says Taps can be traced back to 1862. Union General Daniel Butterfield wanted to change the existing call, known as Extinguish Lights.
Butterfield didn't like that call at night because he felt it was just too formal of a call or a signal to have lights out. So he decided to take the last 5 1/2 measures of a earlier bugle call of Tattoo that had gone out of use before the Civil War started and reworked that into the 24 notes that we know today as Taps.
Butterfield sat down with one of his brigade buglers, Oliver Wilcox Norton, and the two of them refined the changes until Butterfield was satisfied. That night, Norton sounded the call for the first time. Other buglers liked what they heard. Taps was quickly adopted by nearby units, and eventually even by Confederate forces. But just weeks after it was created, the Army found Taps appropriate for something other than lights out.
One of the nearby artillery units was burying one of its men, and the captain decided to have Taps substituted in place of the three traditional volleys. He was afraid that the three volleys might signal a renewing of fighting, and the Confederates would start up the battle again. So he decided to tell the bugler, just sound this new call instead.
Taps became an official part of military funerals in 1891, after being used unofficially since the Civil War. Villanueva estimates he sounded the call more than 1,600 times at funerals, wreath layings, and memorial services. But he never wants the piece to seem routine.
Every time I sound Taps here at Arlington, I know that maybe this might be the 15th time I've done it this week. But for that family, it's the first time they've heard it, and it's going to be the thing that they remember for the rest of their lives, that they came to Arlington National Cemetery and heard an Air Force bugler or an Army bugler or a Navy bugler sound taps for their loved one. And that's why we all try to make it as perfect as possible.
But one of the most memorable renditions of Taps was when it wasn't played perfectly. On November 25, 1963, at the funeral of President John F. Kennedy, Army Sergeant Keith Clark stood for hours in the cold without an overcoat, waiting for the processional to arrive at Arlington. Millions of people around the world watched on television as Clark played. Arlington historian Tom Sherlock says the missed note somehow seems right.
It showed that the tension that the nation felt in the bugle and the broken note, it's part of the emotion. It's when a speech is well delivered and a voice cracks because it's an emotional time. It's what should happen. And in that way, it almost personalized it, and it made it immortal.
Cynthia Johnston, NPR News, Arlington, Virginia.